Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast 1241A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what they mean to you. And today we have stories about a special way that carotid endarterectomy is due. It's our Well Beyond Wellness story. But first, let me remind you, our sponsors are LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, two things you might consider if you're over 50. I believe they should be considered by everyone over the age of 50. You can see the randomized double-blind controlled trials on why I believe that, as well as Bovine Colostrum. Bovine Colostrum helps you protect yourself from overexercise and from non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, even from aspirin. That's Bovine Colostrum, 4,000 milligrams a day, and a Truebiotic probiotic. And of course, longevityplaybook.com, where you can sign up for the free newsletter and take the actual age test. This is senolysis. Sonolysis is a benefit in carotid endarterectomy. What is sonolysis? It is using the sonogram ultrasound to help dissolve clot and dissolve plaque, as one does a carotid endarterectomy, a surgical procedure. What they showed in this study is that the ability to do this reduced the risk of subsequent stroke and had no increase in stroke at the time they did it. So sonolysis with carotid endarterectomy, something very specific. Other stories this week is that when you have cannabis use disorder, there is an increase in your mortality risk. That is, when you have to come into the hospital and you've had cannabis use disorder, which means using cannabis two or more times a week and feeling like you can't live without it, well, those people had a 25% increased risk of dying compared to people who didn't have that but had everything else and the same diseases when they presented in the hospital. And that's our Roizen rule for younger you. Avoid unforced errors. Don't get hooked on cannabis or other drugs. One third of the people who try cannabis apparently get hooked on it, if you will, and that's a real problem long term. Next story is about lung cancer screening. It declines. If you've smoked or vaped and had more than 10 years of smoking or vaping, that is what we call 10 pack years. What is a pack year? It's one pack a day for a year. So if you've had more than 10 pack years and quit, it would be more than five vapes a day, because a vape is equivalent to five cigarettes in causing inflammation and disease of the lungs and blood vessels and of immune system. So five vapes a day or 20 cigarettes a day after 10 years, you should get screened if you're able to quit. Screened for lung cancer by what we call fast CT. And then you should get screened every year for a number of years if there's any indication. And the radiologist who screens you or the pulmonary doctor who sees you before and after to talk to you about the screening process can tell you how often you should be screened. That's an important thing in prevention, and is our longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. The key story this week is on menopause, though. This is a story about menopausal burden symptoms. That is, how much the symptoms contributed to cognitive dysfunction and why using hormone therapy with bioidentical estrogen, a progestin that is called a micronized progestin, as in Prometrium. And I have no stock in any of the pharmaceutical companies we're mentioning, as well as aspirin and bovine colostrum. All of those can help decrease the risk of cognitive dysfunction later in life because you're decreasing the symptom burden. So this was a study in 896 women who had severe or significant menopausal symptoms, mainly hot flashes, but also brain fog and other things associated with this. And it was associated with poor cognitive dysfunction if they didn't get it treated. If they got it treated, it mitigated the development of dementia and the susceptibility to cognitive and behavior changes. So this is a large study in Alberta, Canada, which followed these women for a number of years, and it looked at the behavior impairment studies and development of cognitive dysfunction. Both were increased in women with symptoms that were unmoderated by hormone therapy. The message here is don't suffer if you have symptoms, because it's more than just the hot flashes. It is what the lack of hormones do to your brain chemistry. So our key stories of the day: if you have symptoms of menopause, don't go untreated. And men, this also applies to you. If you're feeling sluggish, lacking energy, lacking desire, lacking your normal get up and go, get your testosterone measured. It's got to be measured before 10 a.m. in the morning to be valid. Get your free testosterone and your total testosterone measured. And then if you have a low level, think about and talk to your physician about the treatments for it, because it also is associated with cognitive dysfunction as one gets older, just as the hot flashes, brain fog of menopausal symptoms are. And that's why hormone therapy, and remember, the main risk of hormone therapy is clotting. So consider and talk to your doc about taking a baby aspirin with a half glass of warm water before and after once a day, as well as taking bovine colostrum to decrease the effect of the aspirin on your intestinal lining. So that's an appropriate way of thinking about this to decrease the side effects. At least that's what this study would say. And that's our longevity is the next disruptor set of studies of the day. The hospital-based cannabis use disorder that is linked to increased mortality risk. Remember, don't try it once. 1/3 of the people who try cannabis or vaping or smoking get hooked on it. So don't try it once from a standpoint of addiction risk and too high a risk of dying. So that's the Roizen rule for a younger you. Don't die of an unforced error like that. The next story was on get screened for lung cancer if you had 10 or more pack years of smoking or vaping and quit. Get screened for lung cancer so that if they're small nodules, they can be removed before they become cancerous and threaten your life. Those are the top stories of the week. And the key, and I want to bring up one from last week as well, because we've gotten a number of questions on it. It was, how do you measure your waist size? Your waist size is measured. Put a tape measure around your body at your belly button. Suck in. And that level number in inches. So mine's 31 inches. I'm 5'4" tall. So 31 over 5'4". 5'4" is 64. So my level is less than 50%. That's a good thing and decreases your risk of cognitive dysfunction by about 40% in this study. And that's true for both men and women if you're using a healthy diet to keep yourself thin. That's a key finding, and it's pretty easy to measure your waist size. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast with Dr. Mike Roizen. We are sponsored by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of TruBiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as the LongevityPlaybook.com, LongevityPlaybook.com, where you can sign up for the free newsletter. This has been the latest news of the week, 1241A. The bees are always wonderful guests, and we have a special one for you on the bee segment. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.